Tennyson Shikini is one of the many Utahns who died from an opiate overdose, and like the majority of those people, he started with pain pills. His father, Dennis, says his son got treatment, which didn't work for long.
4 days later, he died on our bathroom floor with my wife and I watching the life leave his body.
D.A. Simgill says by 2014, an average of 6 people were dying in Utah every week from an overdose. He says opioid makers knew the long-term risks of their medicines, but marketed their pills in deceptive ways, like saying they were safe for chronic pain treatment.
And one of my favorites here is opioids are rarely addictive if taken long-term.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.